Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Today happens to be the two-year anniversary of St. Louis, St. Louis County, and the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority tentatively agreeing on how to split up a settlement stemming from the departure of the St. Louis Rams. The city received the biggest share of the funds, about $280 million, and it's fair to say that both political figures and city residents let their imaginations run wild on how to spend the funds. But there are big divides on where the money should go, and joining us now to talk about those divisions is Rachel Lipman, who covers St. Louis city government and criminal justice for St. Louis Public Radio. Rachel, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be on, Jason.
It seems that ever since news of this settlement broke around Thanksgiving 2021, there has been this never-ending conflict about how to divide or spend the money. Can you walk us through where the divide in the city of St. Louis is right now?
The divide is kind of where it has always been, which is how and where to spend this approximately $270 million that includes some interest that the money has earned. There's one plan that has already been drafted into a board bill and that is sponsored by Pam Boyd, along with Kara Spencer, Tom Olenberg, and Laura Keyes. And this is one that is focused on north, southeast, and downtown St. Louis in areas such as infrastructure repair, beautification, streetscape enhancement, rehabbing buildings, housing, and investing in neighborhood retail. Another plan that isn't yet on paper, but will be in the coming weeks likely, will be from Board President Megan Green and Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier. And this is one that is backed by Mayor Tashara Jones and is based on public input sessions that have been had from residents on how they wanted to spend this money, as well as online voting and kind of a full-blown public input process.
And just to you said 270. When I said 280, they did technically get 280, but they had to give $30 million to the board that oversees the deal.
Yeah, that was part of the deal.
Greater St. Louis Inc.'s bill would create a fund of sorts that would provide improvements to, among other places, downtown St. Louis. Why do you think there's been a push for that part of the city to see some of the money?
Downtown is the most visible area of the city to most people who come to the city of St. Louis. Yes, people may be familiar with areas like Washington Avenue, Soulard, the zoo, the Central West End, but downtown is where you come for sports and conventions and, you know, the thing that most people kind of go to the city for. There's also an economic element to it. You want businesses to have a reason to stay in downtown for the earnings tax reasons. There's no money that is going to solve all of those problems, but it can help when you have an extra pool of money. Think about the Railway Exchange Building or the Millennium Hotel, large vacant structures that the city wants to be able to do something with.
And I think the problem, though, comes back to one of my favorite topics, regional fragmentation. As long as St. Louis County and St. Louis are separate governmental jurisdictions, Clayton is going to be a magnet for large companies, especially because companies need to be close to county government or the courts. It doesn't really seem like a lot of money is going to solve that problem.
It's not, but the companies still have business to do with the city of St. Louis. They still have business to do with the St. Louis City Courts, which are not located in Clayton. They're located in downtown. And companies do want to be in the city. There is some interest in them being in the city. There was news yesterday in the St. Louis Business Journal that a firm that was in Valley Park is now going to be locating to a building in downtown West. So you can't completely write off an interest in the city of St. Louis.
So there has been a testy war of words between Board of Aldermen President Megan Green and Greater St. Louis Inc.'s Jason Hall. Literal letters have been sent back and forth.
That is correct.
What's going on here?
Megan Green had visions for how she wanted this process of public input to go. And she wanted it, the bills that are going to be drafted, to be based very largely on that public comment. She didn't like the fact that Greater St. Louis kind of went around her vision of that process and loosened her telling of how this whole thing went down. What Greater St. Louis has countered with is that they did, in fact, submit their proposal for public comment, and it did get a hearing in terms of how that legislation or how the money should be spent.
I think there are other nuance that we have to talk about here is American Rescue Plan funding. So the city received around $500 million, I believe, from ARPA.
Mm-hmm.
And that money needs to be spent before 2026. And I get a sense there's some overlap between citizen wants and needs for the Rams money and some of the things that may already be, you know, allocated with ARPA money. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, there is definitely parallels between where the two plans would invest money from the Rams settlement and the American Rescue Plan Act. But like you mentioned, American Rescue Plan Act is a finite amount of money that has to be done by 2026. This is a chance for the spending on those projects identified for American Rescue Plan Act to be extended beyond the deadline. And it's also important to note that in both versions conceived right now of how the Rams money is going to be spent, they're not looking to output all of the money at one time. There is specific language in the current board bill that sets up trust funds for these individual areas. And Board President Megan Green has always made it clear that she will also use the money to set up an endowment for ongoing spending. So it could be continued investment from the Rams money into priority areas identified with the American Rescue Plan Act.
Now, no story about the city of St. Louis would be complete without mayoral politics playing a role in legislative proceedings.
Yeah,
I know.
Filing this Monday. I swore we had more of a break.
Gambling in this casino? I'm shocked. In this case, the divide over how to spend the money dovetails with 2025's mayoral election. What can you tell us about that?
This is an attempt by Kara Spencer, I think, to try and shore up some support on the north side of St. Louis. She got within about 2,300 votes of beating Tashara Jones last time around. And while I don't think she will win north side wards if she, you know, shows that she's willing to invest and put money into it, if she just narrows the margin a little bit and maybe picks up votes in other wards as well, she could overcome that deficit.
And I do think from a visceral level, the argument that we have all this money and we're not spending it could hit with voters who are frustrated with city services. What do you think about that?
I think it is a viable political argument to make that how is it that we have all of this American Rescue Plan Act money and this Ram settlement money? But there's always, as there is in most political arguments, nuance. There's a capacity issue here. Not all of these agencies or city departments would have the ability to spend an influx of money at one time, especially something as large as the Rams money. And it makes sense from that perspective to say, let's spend this money that has a deadline to spend now, and then we can backfill or continue to support it with these Rams money. Some of these departments, some of these agencies probably don't have the capacity or people to spend the Rams settlement in addition to the American Rescue Plan.
And quickly, when do you think the board will ultimately make a decision here?
I expect that there will be some kind of legislation available for alder people and the mayor and Kara Spencer to campaign on. They go on election break on February 7th, so I would be very shocked if something isn't in law by then.
Rachel Lipman covers St. Louis city politics and policy, as well as criminal justice for St. Louis Public Radio. Rachel, thank you for being on today.
Always fun, Jason.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.